From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now, here he is, the man who's proof that you don't have to live in a tree to be a sap. Smiley Burnett!
Oh, you say the nicest things about me. Did you see me answering the phone a while ago?
Yeah.
Oh, Macquarie just called me.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yes, sir. They got a burglar in his house last night. They got him locked up in the clink now.
Boy, that's real excitement, isn't it?
Oh, you don't know the half of it, Joe. Macquarie was down there bright and early this morning and asked the desk sergeant if he could see the burglar.
What in the world did he want to see the burglar for?
Well, he wanted to find out how that burglar got in the house without waking up Mrs. Macquarie.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
Stage show at the Rialto tonight. Boy, I bet that's going to be good. Did you hear about it?
No, what about it, Smiley?
Well, I just overheard a couple of fellas talking. They said they had a contortionist down there that could sit in his own lap. Friends, right now I'd like to have you hear a few words from our sponsor. One of the most unusual presents the other day.
He did. What was it?
He got a key to his house from the milk company, of all places.
What in the world was that for?
Well, see, he's been costing them a lot of money. You see, he breaks up three or four bottles of their milk bottles every time he goes through the pantry window about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, dear.
Did you make out the programming today?
I sure did, her.
What did you choose for this spot now?
Well, we got the whippoorwills here all set to go, Smiley. You know
all
what
right.
we're going to do?
No.
Open up them pearly gates.
Get them open.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, listen, all you sinners. If you want to get to heaven, heaven, you better get down on your knees and pray. Well, now, all you lying sinners, you better quit shooting that 7-Eleven. Get ready for that judgment day.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, to go out to your chicken roost, ask yourself an honest question, and the Lord will know it if you lie. Well, now you'd better turn them chickens loose, or you'll die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Hey, what a father. Folks, we've got our guest today, and we're mighty proud to. Zeb Tennis from down Missouri way brought his fiddle along today. Say, Joe, is it true that they have horsehair in those bows that they play the fiddle with?
That's what they tell me, Smiley.
Well, that explains something. I've never been able to get old Ring Eye to go by that fiddle factory out there. Zeb Tennis, how's about you play something like, Breakfast in a Tapioca Factory or Sunrise on a Guinea Farm or what you got there? Fiddle tune there. That's my turn now, kids. I'd like to have about 35 cents worth of introduction here for a little children's song called The Prairie Dog Lament. 10 million years ago today, the world was all brand new, and all the animals had no homes. They didn't know what to do. So the prairie dog says, I'll dig me one. I'll dig for all I'm worth. So he dug and he digged and he digged and he dug a deep hole in the earth. He carried all the dirt upstairs with no time off for sleep. Then up he came with the bottom of the hole and threw it on the heap. Now about that time the lightning flashed, the thunder boomed and rolled, and the prairie dog ran beneath his arms. He had the bottom of the hole. Now out to this day in a prairie dog town, you'll see them standing there. They peer off in the distance with a far-off wondering stare. They never can finish one home they dig. They wait and just grow old, looking for that prairie dog who ran off with the bottom of the hole. Something real smart or something here before we go now.
All right, go ahead.
Everybody listen now. I'm about to say it. Did you ever stop to think that if you stop to think, you'll get run over? A man can get a reputation of being foolish by saying nothing and grinning. And he can get a reputation for being wise by saying nothing and looking wise. That's smart stuff, isn't it?
That's true, Smiley.
Well, folks, we've had a mighty good time. Be with us again. This old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of us. I'll dare you to talk about me.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Georgia Brown and the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.